Shugyokai is a site where a single waka poem about mountain echoes arrives with more linguistic scaffolding than most doctoral dissertations. And somehow, that is exactly the right amount.
LaTeX Space Coyote has been working through Morihei Ueshiba's Doka, and today's episode covers one poem, number 130, a five-line waka about Kodadama, the protective formula Samuhara, and what the site calls the Way of Yamabiko, the mountain echo as a principle of practice.
Let's start with what that cosmos actually sounds like.
The post is translating and annotating Doka 130, a waka in which Ueshiba moves from the spiritual potency of utterance outward to a cosmic ocean, and then down to an embodied path. The question the poem poses is, what does a universe saturated with the power of sound actually look like in practice?
The translation lands the image directly. The post renders it as Kotodama's cosmos, within, seething, Samuhara's own great ocean plain. As for that, mountain echoes own way.
What that means in practice is a descent in three steps. The cosmos of Kotodama as the field, the seething force as the principle, and the way of Yamabiko as the discipline of response. The commentary puts it plainly. You do not push outward from yourself. You sound, and the world answers.
The Samuhara piece is worth slowing down on, because it is doing more than decorative work. The notes cite Ueshiba directly on what the word means to him.
He is quoted in the scholarship as saying Samuhara is a word that praises the highest virtue and meritorious achievement in the world. The post traces its history as an apotropaic formula, historically sewn into garments as a bullet-warding talisman, and connects it to the Samuhara Shrine in Osaka, which enshrines the three primordial creator deities.
So, Ueshiba's not reaching for a pretty sound. He is placing a protective, cosmogonic force at the structural center of the poem.
That structural placement is literal. The commentary identifies a ring composition, running A, B, C, B prime, A prime across the five lines, with Samuhara as the hinge. Kodadama sends, Yamabiko returns, Udai contains, the great ocean expanse opens. Samuhara stands between them, protecting the space of contact.
And the post argues that the poem does not merely describe this, it performs it. The particle no appears in lines 1, 3, and 5, always in the same five mora pattern, always waiting for what follows. The first two instances leave the voice suspended. Only the third lands on michi, way.
The commentary calls this a prosodic design, combining repetition, syntactic parallelism, and repetition with variation. Its conclusion is precise. A poem that sings of Yamabiko causes its own line form to return as Yamabiko.
The grammar earns its keep here too. Tagiru, the verb meaning to seethe or surge, sounds like a conclusion at the end of line two, but is actually an attributive form reaching forward to modify great ocean expanse in line four, delaying the arrival of that noun across two full lines.
The post also connects the poem to the four doka immediately preceding it. Doka 127 provides the purified vessel. 128 establishes protective musubi through vow. 129 presents what the commentary calls the zero point, responding without assertion. Doka 130 then receives all three and names the operating principle, sound, be answered, and open the field toward life.
There is a substantial supplementary section extending the Yamabiko metaphor into sociolinguistics, speech communities, communities of practice, pidgins, creoles, which is either a very long digression or a very committed one, depending on your tolerance for scope.
The post frames it as carrying forward an interpretive connection from Doka 119, where 75 was read as the generative range of voice, and 108 as the knots that bind that range to self-clinging. Here, the way of Yamabiko becomes the discipline of hearing an altered echo as an answer rather than an error.
and samuhara becomes the orientation that protects the between, the aida, so that different voices can meet without one consuming the other.
The closing line of the coda puts it cleanly. The way of Yamabiko does not settle the question with an answer. It returns the question itself as the path that remains for us to walk.
What stays with me is that the post treats the poem's form and its argument as the same thing. The syntax seethes, suspends, and returns exactly as the cosmology says it should.
A universe that proves its own point through its own grammar. Next time, more doka, more depth. The series keeps moving.